in section 37, Calvin says that our Father, that preface to the Lord's Prayer, should greatly encourage us. Now, it's true, he says, as he begins, that some might be a little bit timid to go to God and to call him Father because our sins certainly testify against us. But he argues from an earthly analogy with our fathers. He said, if you go to your earthly father, even if you've fallen out of his favor, if you plead for mercy and express your repentance and your desire to return to his fellowship, most earthly fathers will receive you and their hearts will be moved. He says, what will he do who is the Father of mercies and God of all comfort? Will he not rather heed the tears and groans of his children, entreating for themselves, since he particularly invites and exhorts us to this? Calvin says, our Father has made known to us that he hears and answers our prayers, so that when we come to him as our Father, even if our hearts are broken because of trouble or we've fallen into sin, if we come with repentance and the desire to return to his favor, his compassion is abundant. Calvin basically summarizes the parable of the prodigal son in this section and says, for in setting forth this example of great compassion to be seen in man, he willed to teach us how much more abundantly we ought to expect it of him. Expect it of him. For he is not only a father, but by far the best and kindest of all fathers, provided we still cast ourselves upon his mercy, although we are ungrateful, rebellious, and froward or crooked children. So Calvin says that God is the best of all fathers. When he tells the parable of the prodigal and how the father went out and met the son when he was returning and received him, Calvin says God is trying to teach us here that that's how he feels about us, that that's how he will receive us because of his covenant of grace and the covenant, the sure mercies of David that he has made with his son, that he will certainly receive us and have mercy upon us. Calvin gives an example in kind of a expanding our Father. He says, it is as if we addressed him, O Father, who dost abound with great devotion toward thy children and with great readiness to forgive. We thy children call upon thee and make our prayer, assured and clearly persuaded that you bear toward us only the affection of a father, although we are unworthy of such a father. What a great. Here's the supposed hard, cold father of Calvinism getting right to the heart after having already discussed the freeness of our redemption in Christ. What is it purchased for us? Such a relationship with God as our Father that we may count upon, expect him to be compassionate with us. Now, of course, this can be abused if we are presumptive in the sense that we can sin and, well, he'll forgive us, so we'll just do what we want to do. But somebody whose heart is melted by God's grace and generosity never wants to sin presumptively or carelessly. Why would this God love me? Why would he take me to be his son, his daughter, after all the ways that I have walked in rebellion against him? Why would he crucify his own son? It must be his heart of mercy and compassion. Calvin concludes this section by simply saying that our hearts are so narrow that we cannot comprehend God's boundless favor. Did you catch that? Our hearts, because of our narrow hearts, we cannot begin to comprehend God's boundless favor toward us. Again, he is indulgent, he's merciful, he's long-suffering, he's generous, he's kind, he forgives iniquity, transgression, and sins, he certainly corrects our faults, but even as Jesus said in Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. What are we to do about our narrow hearts that cannot comprehend? Well, first, he says, we bring forth Christ. Because the Lord Jesus is the pledge of our adoption. He is the covenant. And so when we don't feel close to God, don't feel that God feels compassionate toward us, Calvin would say, don't look at your feelings first. Calvin would say, look at God's covenant. Look at God's pledge. And look at the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And remember that the Holy Spirit has been given to us to bear witness that we're the children of God. And Calvin says, be sure to ask the Father to set the Spirit before us, to strengthen us by the Spirit, so that we can pray boldly.